Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
The magic of editing, but welcome back, Lori. I know you haven't moved, but we're on episode two. We try and trick everybody and make them think that we're doing something magical on different weeks, but we really just kind of roll right into it. So let me ask you, now, I know you don't like technology very much. So when you're writing, what do you use to write with? What do you write your book out with?
When I was first writing my book, I would go to the library, the Cleveland Public Library downtown. And I had wonderful librarians there that really are kind of who inspired me to write the book. I would go on to Word. I would go on, Microsoft Word, and I would just type on Microsoft Word. And that's how I started doing it. I had the articles I wrote on paper, and then I would type them into Word, to create a Word document.
So from the library, did you save it to a thumb drive or a cloud, or did you just print it out every day?
I would just print it out then after I was able to create a book.
And have you done anything just writing it longhand, or do you do do you use any software now, or do you do anything different now?
No, because I'm pretty much done with the book writing journey. Okay. I'm pretty much done with it. I for a while I thought, well, maybe I'd like to start a blog, but it's kind of hard because I'm not familiar, like you said, I'm not really familiar with the new technology, so I'm not really quite sure how to even do a blog or start a blog.
So what we're going to talk a little bit about, it falls right into some of this author stuff. You mentioned the Cleveland Writer Group, Write, Publish, and Polish, I think is what it is that Dave Van Horn runs that. I've been a member of, you're a member of, and you said that Dave and the group helped you a lot. What all did you get out of it? Because there's lots of different groups out there and some are better than others. I know with Dave's group, they do critiquing a little bit, but what all have you gotten help with from the writers group?
Well, Dave Van Horn is just, he's such a positive, helpful guy. And I think he told me that he has his group starting up again.
Yes.
Now with all this COVID stuff,
I think they've actually been doing Zoom meetings, which I've attended a couple, but now I guess they're meeting over in Hinckley instead of at the airport.
Right. So that was really good that he was able to start up his group again. One of these days I'm going to try to get there, but it's kind of far. But yeah, Dave Van Horn has done a lot of seminars at the library on writing and his groups. And he also told me that that's where you're from is his group.
Yes.
And, so he knows a lot of people in the publishing world.
Right.
And he had another guy that reviewed my book. I don't know if you've met him, Gary Rowan.
Maybe. That is that his writer's name?
Yeah, that's his real name, Gary. Okay. And he's a book reviewer for Midwest Book Review.
Okay. No, I don't know him. Okay.
Yeah. And Dave connected me with him.
Nice.
So, and he just recently finished the review on my book on the Midwest Book Review website.
Okay, nice. So when you were working on the book, were you part of the group? Were you going and having people critique parts of it or get feedback then?
Well, the real publisher of my book was Michael Pietro, who passed away this year. And he's the one that created, the whole book, the whole book itself. Dave is more helping me more with marketing. And Michael Pietro is the one that really helped me with writing the actual, putting the actual book together. So Dave's marketing, Michael Pietro was the actual like publisher and creator.
Okay. So what are some of the marketing techniques and things that you're doing to get the word out?
Marketing?
Yeah.
Just hooking up with, like people that could help you in different situations. I found Dave to be very helpful. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you done anything like, I know you're on Amazon. Have you done anything with ads or anything like that?
No, I just, it's just my book is on Amazon.
Okay. So not much there. A lot of personal stuff. And you said you've gone to some, and I find that a thing that a lot of authors don't think about. You said you've gone to some NAMI meetings and you've sold a few books there, which I think is important because that's the group that would be most interested in your book is people going to some sort of meeting for mental health issues or those or helping loved ones with mental health issues. That's your group. What I find interesting, I'll say that interesting, but what I find kind of funny is a lot of authors will go to author events and want to sell their fiction book. Well, these are other writers. They don't want to buy your book if it's fiction. That's not the right group to sell your book to. So I think going to these NAMI meetings is a great choice because that's the people that buy your book. It's, defining your demographic, who's going to buy my book. And I think a lot of authors miss that. Have you had anyone from those groups? You said you've sold a couple books. Have you then, it got word out from there that some other people then bought it because they heard from somebody there, anything like that?
Well, I had a couple people on the psychiatric ward purchase the book. And I've had people at the NAMI groups purchase the book, and then just advertising on Amazon, that helps promote it too. Just doing the Amazon advertising campaigns and, Amazon can really help you a lot with marketing.
Yeah.
But you just need somebody who knows how to do it. And Dave Van Horn is that person, that understands how to do the marketing through Amazon.
Right. Yeah. Again, networking, getting to know people through various groups. I'm in a couple groups.
Yeah. It's networking, basically. Yeah. Networking, like just, running into people that, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this video with you if it wasn't for Dave. So,
right.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I reached out to Dave because I've worked with him and he's helped me a bit. And I said, hey, by the way, I do this podcast. So if anybody in the group would like to be on the podcast, let me know. And, and that's how it starts. That's how you get to know these people.
Right. But you have to go places where you can run into people.
Right.
Like go to the writers groups, go to the library events when they have, book fairs or like I said, the South Euclid Library, Green Road, before this crazy COVID hit, they had like writers conferences and you just have to go places where you can meet people that are in the publishing world.
Those are all benefits that you miss out if you don't go find a good group in the area.
Right. But I think with COVID though, I'm not quite sure when they'll start up groups again,
I know some of them started back up with Zoom. I am actually part of a mastermind that we don't meet because everyone's across the country, but we meet via Zoom even before COVID. Right. So I think that makes it nicer because I know Dave, when they moved, they kept the Zoom meetings. So even if I couldn't attend live, I could probably get enough time to jump on part of the meeting for Zoom. So I think that's a benefit that authors should take advantage of, get on these calls.
Like you said, I'm not familiar too much with all the modern technology, but like coming to the library where I'm speaking now, they were able to, put the video on and do this because I had no clue how to, do it.
And one of the other benefits we've got, I know you're in a Cleveland library, but Cuyahoga County has a very award-winning library system. And the over in is it South Parma or no, Euclid, whatever, the Skirball Writing Center.
No, that's where I'm at now.
Oh, you're at Skirball Writing Center. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, I'm at the right now. I'm at the Green Road, South Euclid, Cuyahoga County.
Okay.
Public Library.
Okay, that's not where the Skirball Writing Center is it?
I think it could be.
Is that what I always forget?
I think you're right. I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. So, but that's something we've got that a lot of places don't, because that writing center is phenomenal. They have meetings there, have webinars or seminars, they have author events, they have a whole section of books and materials to check out for writers. Plus, you can just go and take your laptop and write, and they have a writer in residence. And, you know, any writer in the area that does not take advantage of that is doing a disservice to themselves.
Well, that's why I said you have to connect yourself with other writers.
Right.
And, you know, because you may just meet somebody that, you know, can really help you.
All right. So, Lori, it's been really great talk. But before we go, do you have any last minute advice? And you've already given a lot of good advice to new authors. Any last minute advice you would tell authors?
Last minute advice would be, check out my book, Schizophrenia, Your Guide to Surviving and Thriving. Feel free to leave a review.
There you go.
And hopefully it's helpful. Hopefully you'll like it, you know, and I guess that's it.
All right. Great. Well, Lori, thanks for taking some time. And I know you went out of your way to make sure you can get the room and all that. So I appreciate it, you know, to talk to people. I don't get as many nonfiction authors, especially for topics like this.
Oh, wait, hang on. There's something in the library. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, we are live. All right. All right, Lori, I appreciate it. And I hope you have a really good day. I'll let you know when this goes live.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe sometime in the near future, it might be you.